You know, and then of course, what's the language of Greece? It's I don't want to say just Greek, but you know, I mean.
Did you just say? Hello, internet, and welcome to The Tangent, the best podcast on earth for no holds bar talk. I am your host, Tardell Mims. You can reach me on the tweets and the Instagram at A Bowl of Tardell. I have three, count them, three codes for me today. Tres.
Arriba!
Go! Alright, we have Sev at A Bowl of Sev on the tweets and the Instagram.
Yeah.
We have Justin at A Bowl of.
Goddamn Christ.
We have I Justin like and a bowl of Justin yes. on the tweets. We have Sammy and a bowl of Sammy.
Yeah, I'm your tweets. Local joker.
How is that? How the hell is everyone doing today?
Great.
Woo! All
right, before we jump into this,
wait,
real
how's
quick.
Doing?
I asked how everyone was doing.
Okay. Oh, look at him. Fucking why monotone are you such a, asshole.
Why are you such a curmudgeon right now?
Why do you never let me speak, you motherfuckers? you always welcome me and just shut me down.
All right, real quick. Just so everyone is aware, there is a link now where if you want to submit a topic that you want us to cover, you can send that to abowlof.com/topics. Go to abowlof.com/topics. You can drop a line if you have any advice that you want us to give you. You have a situation, you're not sure how to deal with it, you want us to tackle it, go ahead and drop the line right there. If you got a topic you want to hear our opinions on, you want us to cover, drop a line right there.
Yeah.
So abowlof.com/topics, abowlof.com/topics.
Mm,
and that is the most nice advertising you're going to get out of this podcast.
Once again.
Until we get money.
Yeah.
Until we go with the Joe Budden route and Puff decides to sponsor us and we could be Revolt Boys. And be down with Revolt TV. That would be the thing.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Puff.
Yeah.
Give us money.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Do it.
We ain't going nowhere because it's Bad Boys for Life. There we go.
Oh my God. Oh boy.
Yeah, they're definitely going to fucking help us out now. Holy shit.
Take my pride. Ain't nobody going to hold me
okay.
down.
Okay. Oh, there's
no.
all the.
I got to keep on moving. Well,
now you're just giving it away for free.
Well, come on. It's us.
Oh, it's not for free. There's plenty so, more where that came from.
Yeah,
no.
Turnell's greatest hits, 25. Like Kids Bop.
Oh.
Kids Bop, 25.
Anyways. Puff signs us, we are we're broke. Yeah. All right, so we've got some assholes of the week to talk about.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of assholishness.
Douche fags.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
That was angry.
Sammy, bring the
fire. Bringing the heat. All right. Here we go. All right. So I guess we'll just start off with douchebag number one.
Sure.
Aaron Schlossberg. Oh. If you don't know who he is.
Who is he?
He is a New York lawyer that got caught on tape accosting a couple people in a restaurant or a grocery store. I mean, I'm sure what kind of store it was. But he was accosting them for speaking Spanish to each other. And he was really pissed off, and this is America, and I pay for your welfare, and I pay for your right to be here, and, you know, blah 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 shmoobity boop, and all this other bullshit that you hear from that same old rhetorical bullshit.
Right.
So he went off and did that. Funny thing turns out, his law firm said he speaks Spanish fluently.
What?
And there was a bunch of lawyers. It's you know what the greatest thing I love about all these people who do dumb shit and
what
get caught in jail? Is whenever they have to confront their bullshit, how pussy they turn when everyone fucking calls them out on it. Because they had a lot of reporters that were just kind of in his face like, hey, do you stand by the shit you said yesterday? You know, wait, what's up with you? Your law firm says you speak Spanish fluently. Why were you harassing me? What's up with that?
That's and, really weird.
And he had his beanie covered. Because he had his umbrella covering his face. He had his head down. Like, he was not talking to anybody. He got on the phone with somebody. He was like, oh, hey, you know, they're blocking me in. They're not letting me, you know, move. Dude. All this other shit. Like, he's trying to play. He was being harassed. They're like, no. Dude, you can walk. But just, why aren't you talking now that, you know, we got your own fate?
Do you think he can legit speak Spanish fluently? Or do you think that was just something that his firm was trying to do to kind of do PR and be like, no, he's totally cool with the Spanish.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him that he does speak it fluently, well, but more like, or less like on a professional basis, and that's about it. Like, I don't think he's going to do it
fluently,
like,
though. But I mean, because it's like so much of like these.
what's going on, Aaron? What are you doing? We're working. Are you going to help? Oh. We're working.
No, papi. Ve para dentro. Andale. I know. Pero ve para dentro. Go with mami.
That was awesome.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Shout out to my son. Yeah. Baby so Aaron.
Nephew just walked in and wanted to play, but didn't realize it's not play time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're...
Anyways. Yeah. So anyways, back on this.
Okay.
So it's more often you get white people like trying to shut down Spanish because they don't speak it and they feel excluded.
Because they gotta be included in everything.
Right. Because Justin. This is my country and so you need to speak so I can understand you. So that's sort of. Why it's weird to me that he would be able to understand them and would still be pissed.
Well, he's on the...
We actually had something at my work happen like this where the management sent out emails to all the employees about speaking like Tagalog or anything like that.
Tagalog?
And just in front of guests in general. Safe!
No, papi. Ve pa dentro, papa. Pa dentro, papi. Yeah. Andale, ve con mami.
Oh, he's calling mom?
Oh,
mom. Are you going to do it or am I going to do it?
Ve con mami.
Do what?
He's calling mom from here instead of going out.
Damn, this is horrible. So fucking horrible.
Boom, 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 boom.
Thanks, you guys.
If ever there was an inappropriate time to, like, talk about the freaking kids and blah, 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 this is it. Like, I get
bitch,
it.
Bitch, bitch. Moan, moan, moan.
No. See, but like that.
Did you pause it?
Should I?
No, this is gold.
This is gold?
Yes.
This is what you call gold?
Yes. The dumpster fire that we contain is gold. But no, at my place of business where I work at, they sent an email about like speaking foreign language in front of our guest. Because guests take offensive to it. Because that it could be... talking about them in general.
And that's paranoia. And that's
That's
way more a you problem than it is a them problem.
Right.
But in the place of business, it's like...
But it's still not...
But they shouldn't be... But it's like, I'm not... Like, I've been to many places where they speak different languages in front of me, and I don't mind. But like I said, my work have actually sent an email saying, like, you need to speak English in front of our guests. You can't be speaking your native tongue or anything. In front of guests at the hotel because they might take offensive to it because we had a guest that got offended by that there's these couple Filipino people speaking.
Right, because we don't like brown people speaking differently than us.
Yeah.
Think about this. I don't know if you're talking about me. Okay, even if they were, like...
Who cares?
Like, yeah, this is weird. This is weird ass paranoia on your part. This is all. This is you being upset and paranoid in your fucking head. But this is what's hysterical about what this guy did, right? So you know, there's a lot of people that haven't understood.
Oh, hey, Sammy, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks.
What
was I missing here? Because I heard you talking about.
He's talking about the people can't speak like.
Yeah.
At my work, they sent an email out saying that you can't speak like say like Spanish or Tagalog in front of our guests. Tagalog, thank you. In front of our guests, because they might be offended by what you're saying, because they think that you're talking either crap about them or whatever. So when you're around the guests at the hotel, you need to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a big, massive email that they sent out, which I know a lot of people at work were not happy about that. It's like,
yeah, so you gotta understand the differences between the corporate environment and then the governmental environment, you know, because the government won't get involved in all that shit. Also, because so long as you have more than one, obviously you have to have more than one other person fucking there speaking the same native language.
Yeah.
So they can't necessarily tell anybody not to speak in their native tongue, even in the work environment, because it is, you know, violation of their freedom of speech, right? To be able to communicate and converse within that environment. So it's perfectly fine within other governmental facilities to go ahead and speak in your native tongue. Like it's fine. So long as you're speaking with another coworker, it's fine. That would be an infringement upon your fucking right to go ahead and do so. Now with corporate freaking companies, I mean, yes, it can be construed that way as well, that it's still an infringement upon their rights, but then again, it's still in the private sector, so they're kind of confined through companies' policies and procedures that they need to fucking
go through.
So yeah, now it's like more of a civil liability.
Right.
Then, and
no, I mean, legally, that's how that works, but it's just like your whole basis for treating it that way, not your, but like people that, you know, that want that done is all out of paranoia.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like he just kind of touched on the fact that in the video the guy is talking about like, this is America, you know, speak English, this is America, and then the girl is saying back to him like, yeah, this is America, like exactly, and you know, it's like what you say, this is America, you know, freedom of speech, as in you can speak whatever the fuck you want, whether it's English or not, like, you know, it's not like freedom of speech, but only in English, motherfuckers. Otherwise, we will jail you because Constitution.
Right.
You know, that's not a thing.
No, so it's not. And that's another thing, too, is that America doesn't have, like, an actual official language.
Yeah.
Predominantly, yes, all the communication that has been communicated, you know, legislatively, yes, has been in English. But that's kind of like a de facto thing.
Federally,
no,
it has not, because there's some, you can't speak this other language.
No, because there's more than 500 like, fucking languages that reside within this country. I mean, this is the melting pot of the fucking
and
world.
That's the funny thing that everyone's fighting about.
I do believe that there are some states that, probably the more racist states, that have taken the time to legislate that English is the official language of our state, but it is not a federal policy.
Right. No, but what I'm saying is,
then you have states of Louisiana that still fucking translate shit into fucking French.
Right.
Right. But like I'm saying, you're in Manhattan.
And that's a southern state.
You're in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest melting pots on planet Earth.
If anything, that's like the capital.
You're a fucking New York
immigration. Like,
you're a New York lawyer.
That's where everything started. I mean, come on. I mean, the country was founded on was founded and freaking established by immigrants. Like even the people that freaking came over here from England were immigrants. I mean, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. But this is what's great about this is the what people don't understand. Like, you can be visited and like the internet will always win. So because people found out who this guy was, hence why I was able to say his name.
Mm-hmm.
They found out the law firm he worked for, Law Office of Aaron Schlossberg.
Oh.
And his Yelp review is a 1-star.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out of 1,855 reviews. And he's the 2.1 on Google reviews with 2,719 reviews on Google.
Holy
so hell, everyone's man. Been fucking blasting his fucking office with reviews. And his review rate has just fucking plummeted.
Go figure.
Here's
the other thing.
Shut up. Just learn to shut up. The internet is going to win.
Like, people try and be racist and pass it off as something else. Like,
as activism or whatever.
No, I'm not being racist. This is just America. Like, America is.
Oh, that's a fucking.
This.
That's a front.
No, it's a complete front. Because you always see this against, like, Spanish speaking people. Like you said, Louisiana, there's
which
a lot of
the
French.
Second
you,
most
you've
spoken
never
language
seen anybody complain about like, oh, why are they speaking French? This is America. because that's a white person language, you know, like no,
that understand the freaking murder. History. Like that was also one of the states that was colonized by the freaking French, because that was part of a freaking treaty. Oh, yeah. Like, come on, you guys, like, remember your freaking history, man.
No, history, that just gets in the way of my feelings.
Ugh, yeah. Jesus.
Anyway. I've yet to see any videos online. I don't know, maybe I'm in a bubble. Maybe you can enlighten me. Where there's Americans complaining about people speaking French in America, or people speaking German, or people speaking, I don't know, what's another white language? Italian, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's still you could like almost Latin America.
Yeah, that's what
think
cool.
of
yeah.
them as semi-brown.
Belgium, Norwegian.
Yeah.
Oh, Swedish.
Swedish. Yeah. Swedish.
He's a Swede. No, that one's.
I don't know, but yeah.
Gaelic? No, it's not.
But it's funny though, because it's almost like why are you upset that people can speak, like, a lot of people that are bilingual here, and you're mad at them for it, when like. You go to a lot of these other countries, especially in Europe.
They speak like at a bare minimum of like 3 to 4 languages. Bare minimum.
I know.
Bare minimum. And that's because you have to survive because of the culture that you're in. Right. You have to learn English. You have to learn French, German, Spanish.
There's a few different
languages. Possibly Portuguese. You know, and then of course, what's the language of Greece? It's I don't want to say just Greek, but you know, I mean.
Did you just say?
I didn't say that. That was sad.
I believe it's pronounced phlegm. No, I have no idea. What do they speak over there?
Hachu. No.
Oh man. I guess Greek.
That's but, Wakanda.
That was Sam.
Oh wow.
Not me, you son of a bitch. It's usually me, but this time it wasn't.
That's Wakanda. Really? Really?
That's
sad. Seriously?
That's Wakanda.
You couldn't even use an actual fucking country. You had to say it was Wakanda.
He had to say Wakanda.
It's Wakanda and the Shiki.
Wakanda forever.
Oh, man.
Oh. God.
Justin again.
Justin with the click dirt.
Oh, Sam, stop it.
Just the click jerk. All right. Muhammad Jihad.
Oh, Durka.
Waving his arms in the back of the drink. Anyways, all right. So that was asshole number one.
Means no.
Asshole number
two. Asshole number two is on this podcast.
Yeah, right. Wow. Exactly. Asshole number two is sitting to my right. Jennifer.
I'm from Japan, someone to your left.
Jennifer. What?
Nothing, never mind. You know, what? They drive different way in, like, different countries, they drive the different way, so I'm not...
Yeah, you're on my right.
No.
Jennifer. The other one is Jennifer Schulte. Like, who's Jennifer Schulte?
Who is she?
She's a jackass that decided that she was going to rule a fucking park and try and tell some people where they could and could not barbecue.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. So, there were some people...
Hold on. How is she going to rule this fucking park and tell these people how to fucking barbecue? Oh, dude, enlighten me. Okay.
She's white. That was her reasoning for it. Okay. That had to be it. Because, all right, so there was a couple of...
they weren't using no propane or propane accessories with their barbecue.
Right. They were charcoal. Okay, now listen. This is at Lake Merritt Park up in Oakland. And yes, there are places that are designated for charcoal grilling and not. But this is loosely enforced. It's a rule that no one really gives a shit about. So these guys, of course, Sunday they're barbecuing, grilling it up.
Hold on a second. Yeah. So this is a rule that's loosely enforced. So now, is this park even that type of park where it's illegal to use fucking charcoal?
No. No.
So number one, there's no fucking basis behind it. All right.
No, there's no
legal
basis.
No legal fucking basis. Now,
so she,
we have this other lady that's complaining about.
So she's on the phone trying to call the police on people barbecuing. Now, knowing the climate of how shit can go wrong in this state, how we've already had issues with people, you know, with interactions between people that are dark and police.
Yeah, have you mentioned the fact that the people that barbecuing were all black?
Yes, they were all black.
Yeah.
They're My people were barbecuing.
Yes.
And this woman
was trying to pump this shit fucking was smelling fucking good as fuck, man. Are you fucking kidding me?
Sammy, right. That is racist.
In a positive way.
In a positive way.
But still racist.
Positive stereotypes. But anyway,
this is one of those positive culture stereotypes that it's actually like culturally accepted.
But anyway, so the cookout was happening.
Style barbecue,
why are you
man?
Trying to say that my people can't barbecue? You racist.
Because well, y'all half don't of like seasoning. Can't. Anyways,
the half side of you can't. The other half which is half? Like, huh?
Which half?
Oh, the white side.
Oh, racist.
Justin's like, I like to grill and yeah. I like seasoning.
Well, yeah, grill and seasoning.
That's
you still...
Justin
give me ketchup on everything. It's delicious.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All you know is salt and pepper. Anyway.
And Montreal yeah. steak seasoning, okay? Thank you.
Montreal steak seasoning. I knew you were going to go with that one. See, that's why. That can't... Hey, let's do a carne asada. Justin, I'll pitch in.
Anyways, I
got some A1 and ketchup.
Oh, the ex's sister came out here and wanted to put salt and pepper on her carne asada fries, and we didn't know what.
Who said this?
The ex's sister, way back in the day, came out from New Hampshire and threw salt and pepper on the carne asada fries. Yeah, we were offended. We were both offended. We were highly offended. I know.
What is wrong with her taste buds?
She's from New England, and that's all I have to say about that.
Did she just not realize that they didn't need it and just kind of... I bet you anything she probably just went autopilot also, and just did that.
Yeah, it's also carne asada fries are a San Diego thing. It's not like...
You really and it truly it. Is. Well, no. It truly is a fucking Baja
but
fucking
we told
style
her,
food, dude. Like it,
but when,
we,
I go to, when I go out of town and come her. Back, like I need my Mexican food. I need a coffee.
But we told her not to do this, and she insisted. So there...
Did she still... Like hate it
because I mean if we have any listeners outside of San Diego, you mentioned carne asada fries and they're like a what in the what now?
Yeah,
they
don't get it, man. Yeah. But once they come over here and they try it, it's like
life will change.
Well, I know NorCal.
So they have like an automatic epiphany, yeah. You know, like a moment of fucking clarity and shit.
Why,
with this,
why
you know?
Don't right. I live here?
Yeah.
So
right?
So back to silly white woman. All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So. She tries calling the police. She starts getting filmed by another white lady that came out here and was wondering, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, was it a white lady filming her?
Yeah, it was a white lady filming her. No. And then her attitude kind of changed.
To what?
Evidently, she was being a little bit more of, you know, hey, this is my part, this is my area, you know. She being more like, she's being just the, I don't want to say white supremacist, but she's being, you know, kind of just, condescending towards the other people in the park, and now she kind of dropped her tone back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, there's this back and forth, and she keeps trying to go off, oh, this is a danger to kids and other stuff, and oh, you know, people, you can't char grill in here, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ultimately, what ends up happening is the cops get there, right. And the cops kind of there. As soon as the cops get there, the crocodile tears start, and she's like, I'm being harassed! And of course the cops get there. They do the quote unquote detaining of everybody, just basically assessing the situation because they're there. So they have to. Typical procedure thing that they got to do. And they assess that this is fucking ridiculous. There's actual crime going on in the city. We're out.
Enjoy waste of time.
Now here's the thing that I heard Trevor Noah from The Daily Show say, and I kind of agree with him on this.
What's that?
Anytime you call the police, anytime there's a 911 call, there's a $5 deposit. If it's legit, you get your $5 back. If it finds out you were wasting resources,
oh yeah, I agree with you.
$1,000 fine.
Yeah,
because there's actual shit going on in the city that they got to deal with.
Yeah. They have better things to do. Bigger things to do.
Okay,
yeah,
because so
I mean, everyone uses a mobile cell phone nowadays. Like I mean. Ain't nobody calling from even if it is a landline. But I'm just saying, so everybody has their individual phones, so that could be a very easy thing. You call 911 and it goes on your cell phone bill.
Actually, yes, I can attest to that because so once they find out that it's a recurring thing, because I mean they also understand that hey, like once,
we've had
twice,
yeah,
we've had issues with the same number.
Yeah.
Yes. At once it reaches to that level, they will fine you
right.
for wasting government resources.
Yes.
Okay.
And
But
hell, even as even the cops themselves will fucking tell you, like, okay, hey, this is like the second and or third time
we've been
that we've been out here.
Now we know you are the recipient. We're done.
Look at this.
Right.
You call again, we are going to fine you and or arrest you for misappropriation of freaking government resources and government funds. So that means that you're falsely reporting, you know, 911.
Right.
Yeah.
Or utilizing 911 for inappropriate use when it's a non-emergency call. Like, if you just do non-emergency, like, fine, fucking whatever. You can call all you want, and the only thing that they'll get you on will be the freaking misappropriation of government fucking resources.
Wow. Right. Okay, but
the other way around, fucking utilizing the fucking 911, you get the fucking both of them. One of them is a criminal charge. So that's why they're like, hey, we'll fucking hook you up on this one. Like, you're going to get fucking thrown in jail.
But I think he's saying that change that first offense, whatever.
Because a lot of people are doing
keep upping it every other offense. Not wait until it's the third offense that you're an asshole.
Because there is a weird thing here where certain people that love just calling the cops on people
for dumb shit.
It's totally okay. So here's two more instances that I saw since this broke.
But calling 911 is different from calling
non-emergency,
the non-emergency police line.
Right,
and that's the thing is that not everybody knows the non-emergency numbers.
Yeah, because you don't need to know them because they're non-emergency.
Right. So anyway, so there was another.
If you have time to look up the non-emergency number, then you know that. If it's a loud party or something, you have time to look up the non-emergency line number.
Well, check this out, 911. This is where this would apply, even if it's not emergency. So there was a guy that was, I don't know where it was, but I was on this Instagram account from Pete Rock. I don't know if he's a producer from hip hop back in the day, but anyway, I was following his Instagram. I follow him on Instagram, and he had a video where, like, this dude was like, dude, this is crazy. Check this out. This is a black guy just walking. He was, I guess, you know, a park or in the back area of this apartment complex where it's, like, a park-like area. And he gets closer, and there's this little white lady that he said was, like, he had her binoculars, like, on them. As he got closer, she starts yelling out, rape, attack, help.
Oh.
But nothing. But she was just being nosy. But as soon as he got there, she's like, "Help! Attack! Rape! Rape! Attack!" He's like, "Look at me!" He goes, "This shit is crazy right now."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yeah, this is this is how people end up like fucking in jail, like hurt or killed. Like this, you start yelling shit that's not true, just because you were like being nosy and meddling, and they call you on it, and now you want to fucking instead of just being like, okay, my bad, or just owning up to your bullshit." You want to flip the script and make it worse.
Crying bloody murder.
And now crying bloody murder when that isn't the case.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's where I said, like, even if you call the non-emergency and you start doing that kind of shit, it's like, listen. The reason why people do dumb shit is because when they have no consequence, they'll do fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't think they're going to get called out for it. Yeah. And then I saw another video where there was this dude. He's a real estate dude, right? So he goes to this. He's going to this house to do an inspection. This lady again called the cops because she wanted him out of her neighborhood. And she thought he was going to do wrong by that house. But he's like, I have my signs. I have my paperwork. I even had the dude on the owner on the home. It was talking to the cops. Like, listen, yeah, he's there. He's doing his job. He's doing an inspection on the house. And she's like, well, why do you want him in your house? Why do you want him in? I want, you know, well, hurry up and just do it fast. Just get out of my neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
And the cop was like, and the cops were there. The cops were actually on the dude's side. And, you know, she was the white lady. He was the black guy. He was like, no, he's going to go take as long as he needs to take. And they were like, no, he's fully within his rights to do this. He's doing his job. And he's in control. He can do what it was. He can do what he wants to do. And he even told the cops even told the guy, and the guy was filming all this. He's like, listen, just let me know if this is still a problem. If she calls in or something else goes down, call me and we'll take her to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew he was funny. He took a selfie with the cops or whatever. But like, she was just full on like, get him out of my neighborhood. I don't know why you want me. Like, she swore he was going to do something. But and it's crazy because it's like you want to think that we're all America, we're all here, and it's 2018, and we're all can be cool with each other, but there is still that weird underlying element that still exists out there where they just people just don't like other people
for the most
superficial reason.
Fucking get it, man.
Like, and they try and use the law to their advantage to fuck with us.
But,
fuck with people.
But yeah. That's the thing. Though, is but that I'm just saying.
And luckily, you can get cops that are like, "Fuck, am I doing here?"
Well, yeah. That's our. You beat me to it. Is that's already kind of becoming like a little
ongoing.
No. That's becoming less and less common. I feel less and less common, as it was than what it was before. You know, back right. In the freaking '90s and '80s time frame, like where that would be used rampantly, right?
Right. It's like it's basically trying to weaponize police.
Mm-hmm. But now, once we got into the new millennia, I mean, it started to freaking subside and freaking change. And then obviously, you know, other controversies that occurred, you know, within the country that kind of, I feel, kind of meshed everybody more together and more of a cohesive country, so to speak, for those kinds of views.
Right.
So racism hasn't really been the biggest topic. I don't feel like it's been publicized too much now as opposed to shit that's been publicized, but I mean obviously yes, it's still rampant.
It's still rampant and people still think that they can get away with it and
right.
do it and
but
do
there's
it. That's the
but
thing. And it's like you said, that's why that guy was like, I keep my yard signs on me all the time, I keep my business cards, I always have my paperwork on me at all times because this is just what I do, is I go to homes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This is what I do, and that's all I was doing in this house. I'm inspecting, but you know, she thought she could get away with it, and it didn't turn out in her favor. And I am seeing more videos where people are popping up where people are trying to weaponize the police for racial bias, and you know, the racial bias, and the police are like, "Fuck, am I doing here?"
Believe it or not, I was the recipient of that, but.
Oh no! I've
flip
seen
side,
it.
But flip side to that coin.
I have no problem believing that.
No, because I remember.
Do you want to elaborate?
Yeah. So I remember, like, actually working out in Arizona, dude, and I was actually, you know, on the side of freaking law enforcement back in the day, and I remember getting called out to a predominant.
And now you're not on the side of law enforcement.
Meaning that I'm
not an actual officer. You know, like he's like anti-police.
Yeah, he's always been this way. It's been ever since I've known him. But
just fucking with your words, man.
Yeah. So, back when I was a law enforcement officer. So I was patrolling in the area that was predominantly just nothing but fucking Mexicans, right? And it's so funny. It was nothing but Mexicans. This area was called fucking Little Mexico. Is really what it was called, right? And we had freaking inspectors come out there inspecting homes, but it just so happened that the inspectors were white. So we had the Mexicans call the police like, "Hey, we don't know what this white guy is doing, man. Maybe he's trying to take over the property or something, but we already know the neighbors." And I'm like, "Oh my God." Like, so I went over there and the guy actually had legit paperwork and everything else. Like, I'm just a home inspector.
So it was actually the reverse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was the reverse.
The Mexicans calling on the strange white guy in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
This white guy's clearly up to no good. Yeah. He doesn't belong here.
Right. And well, then again, and also because of the fact that, you know, in that state, I mean, the unfortunate dregs of that society are other drug users that are more or less in tune to a different type of drug as opposed to what we're used to here in California, that they're, you know, our drug users are used to other types of drugs.
Yeah.
What? Arizona what? Drugs versus Cali drugs? I'm not sure what you're saying right there.
Methamphetamine was more rampant in Arizona than it is in California.
Buddy, I don't know about that one. Oh. It depends on what area.
Tarnell's hopped up on meth right now as we speak.
I'm in my pee pants right now. Oh, no, but if you go to, like, I mean, there's areas where, like, meth is a fucking problem. Like, it's may not be as publicized, maybe as public, but there's meth use in...
No. I get that there's meth use in areas. But I'm talking about the state.
Maybe...
I mean,
the fuck is going on in Arizona,
bro? It's been freaking
Breaking Bad state.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
Say my name. Heisenberg. But
I mean, the drug trafficking was more or less fucking more marijuana and some other fucking shit than anything else. But I mean,
are you saying white people don't enjoy marijuana?
No, we're just saying you guys.
No, because it was illegal in Arizona. They enjoyed that shit in Cali, bro. Yeah.
They enjoyed it. That's one of the myths that everyone's like
against. And plus, Arizona, they fucking charge marijuana as a felony, whereas here in Cali, it was a misdemeanor.
So retarded.
Hmm.
Ugh, goddamn. But anyways. Okay. But yeah, but anyways, this way back. But even backtracking, so that Jennifer Schulte chick, so this is what I'm having with her. She became a big meme. So now people have put her face of her on the phone and her glasses at the MLK speech, the I Have a Dream speech. They have her on the back on the phone. And there, they had her in the back of the bus.
Are you serious, yes, dude? Oh my god!
I'll link it up in the description. Now that I know how to link stuff, I will totally link all this up. They had her.
So where can you find that? Abolov.com.
Just on the description for the podcast.
Tangent. Yeah. Slash tangent.
And then they had her like in the back of the bus while Rosa Parks was in the front. They had her on the front.
Oh my god!
When they were escorting in Alabama, when they escorted the girl, you know, for like when the school segregation.
Yeah.
The segregation. They had her down there with the. They the one they did with her in Wakanda when they were doing the ceremony for T'Challa, where everyone was up and they're like in the rocks and they see her on the phone.
Dude, she did have that meme mug though.
They've been fucking with her this whole time. It's like, this is why you need to shut the fuck up. And they found out where she worked, and she was like a professor, or she worked at like Stanford or something. So like. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. But yeah, no, so...
Are you going to chime in?
I was doing research about the meth state, and I was looking what it was. Arizona's not on the top 10 for...
What are the top 10 meth states?
What are the top 10?
I went back because you guys started talking about different stuff, so I stopped looking at it.
Well, then go back to it.
Oh, what the fuck? Go back to it. Jesus Christ. This is key shit for us, goddammit.
And then,
why did you chime in with facts and then be like, well, I deleted
it? I just stopped looking at it.
Because obviously, Sebula ain't doing shit because he's sitting over there taking a nap with a teddy bear.
Why are you on my teddy bear?
Damn, dude. He just fucking put you on blast.
You want a blanket over there? There's a pillow too. Fall asleep.
Also, the last asshole of the week.
Well, what's number one though? What do you think is number one for?
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah.
Wait. Which one, number one? What, asshole or number one stay for meth?
With meth, yeah.
Okay. Hold on. One second. Hold that. We'll get to that. I want to finish with the last asshole of the week.
I'm holding it.
Hold it. Hold it tighter. last asshole of the week was a woman. I have not seen if they've identified her name yet. She went to, I thought it was Starbucks, but everything's a Tim Hortons, which
Tim Hortons is in Canada.
Is that a Canadian?
Yeah. Canadian thing.
Canadian thing.
It's a coffee. It's evident, like Starbucks.
Yeah. So evidently, I guess she, well, all you see is security footage of it. You don't actually hear anything. But evidently, from what you can tell from the security footage, she was trying to take a poop, to use the bathroom. They wouldn't let her. Probably because she needed to buy something. I don't know.
You need to be a guest to use the restroom.
So she decided to just take a shit right there. Took a shit in the middle of the damn restaurant. Picked it up and threw it at the barista.
I'm hitting you with a fucking broomstick. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, you're getting that broomstick up your head. Yeah,
she's probably getting her ass beat. You throw shit at me.
No.
That's fucking ag assault, dude. You throw any kind of
this
fucking
This is Canada. Body. That's impolite.
Canadians are very nice.
Listen,
they
I get it. You were probably
no.
You were probably the macaque or whatever, the macaque monkeys, those ones with the fucking nose.
The macaque.
Yeah, the macaque.
No. The macaque are the tiny ones.
No. The things that you're right. The things are the macaque.
Doesn't matter.
But anyway.
The ones that throw shit.
Yeah. You were that in your past life. You were shit throwing monkey. Dude, you might catch these hands. I mean, you don't
might.
You don't beat women, but you throwing shit at me. Yeah,
it's not cool.
I might have to throw a Stone Cold Stunner on you.
You gotta remember, dude.
I might give you the last ride.
There's
still
plenty of diseases that get transferred through fucking feces, man. Like, yeah, you're gonna catch that fucking Hep A, Hep B, possibly.
Yeah,
that fucking
you
hep
might
C.
catch the people's elbow on this one.
You're gonna
That's
get
what I'm saying.
You're gonna get fucked up for that shit.
Yeah, she legit picked up and threw her fuck. You see it? She was just. Leaned up against a little backdrop and like fucking drop the Duke, pick the Duke up and throw it at him.
Fuck
I'm
that.
Like, oh, bitch. Yeah, so.
You're getting fucked up.
Yeah, so there's that asshole. So we've had three assholes for the week, and those are them.
Now all right, so Justin, facts. Huh.
New Mexico.
No.
Wow.
Pennsylvania.
No.
Missouri.
Ohio. Number one is Indiana.
That makes sense. Okay. I was getting close. I was in there.
Indiana. That all right, what's the other one?
Second.
Number two is Tennessee.
I would say Ohio, but anyways, yeah.
Okay.
Are any of the things we said on the top ten?
That's why I'm kind of
just keep going. Keep going.
Keep going. Keep going.
Missouri.
Oh, top three. Yeah. Look at that. Missouri.
Ohio. Number four.
Number four.
Buckeyes.
Okay.
LeBron James.
Cleveland Brown.
Illinois, number five.
Illinois, sorry.
Yeah, Illinois.
Wait, what did he say?
I said Illinois.
Illinois.
Number six is Michigan.
Michigan? Yeah.
8 Mile!
Oh, sorry. Whoa. Number seven, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Upset that they're not south.
Number eight is Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine is Oklahoma. Okay. And yeah.
What's number 10?
Well, I don't know. I want you to think about it. What do you think?
What?
What the fuck? Fucking Christ.
Alaska.
Just think about it.
I don't know.
Come on. Is it everything per capita? A lot of places back east, as we could tell. So.
And Florida. Number 10 is
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Okay. So what's after that? What's number 11?
Both Carolinas. Just Carolinas.
Okay, so both Carolinas are up there. Okay.
Both Carolinas. Anyways. So that whole area.
But I know a lot of like places back east, they actually have like CVSs that have that methadone stuff, whatever it is. The
methadone?
No. They have a shot for like people that are overdosed. And
I legit think it's just methadone shot. I don't know if there's a brand name for it, but
no. But they actually have those.
No, isn't methadone what they use to wean people off of meth?
Yeah,
but if they're over OD'd onto that stuff, that's what they. I it'd be nice for someone to tweet us back about that. That's kind of dealt with this, but from what I've heard,
yeah. All you meth heads, tweet Justin.
No.
Adam Polo, Justin Gray on the tweets and Instagram.
Not about this subject, just in general. Just tweet him.
Yeah. You're a method. He's going to love it. He's going
to
love it.
Talk to him.
That's funny. Stab me
with a needle. Oh, shit. I
hate you guys.
Hold on.
You guys are assholes.
Hold on for what? I'm looking.
We should have Sammy here with the two words, what it says. I want Sammy to hear that.
I think we can do that on the next one.
Oh, the next
one? It'd be real fast. Yeah. It'd be fast. It's real fast. Come on.
I'm trying to find a myth. Myth addicts. I'm looking. What the hell should I
do? Delete your history.
No, myth addict.
Do it incognito or Google's going to start advertising to you about meth.
It's going to be on your Facebook. Like...
Just in all your feeds. Local meth clinic around you.
That Mexican-Russian drink is kicking in. And I'm like, how do I complete this sentence? How do I search for this?
So
it's an tough word.
For all those out there, the Mexican Russian is a drink that we've, I think, invented. It's half vodka, half Kahlua, and then a splash of rum chata on the top. You mix it all together, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
Straight up.
That
and it will get you fucked up.
That's just alcohol.
On alcohol.
On alcohol. That's just kind of watered
with the
down.
Splash of alcohol.
That's just watered down with a little bit of alcohol. And, of course, on the rocks. Because we got to keep that shit chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So two shots and one Mexican Russian later. Here I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unclear. I've made it. He no longer speaks English, even though this is America.
That's right.
have you seen the.
Why did I have to go that route?
Have you seen the Childish Gambino video?
Yeah. This is America. America. Yes.
Yeah. It's a catchy song.
Yeah, that video was dope. How many times have you watched the video?
I think just once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm sorry.
That's really weird.
I haven't watched it at all.
Well, that's
weirder.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's,
that's
like,
not. That's kind
I
mean, of like
oh, the fact that I was able to like eat one and not eat the whole bag.
Yeah, because everyone who watches I know has watched it multiple times. Mm. And it's like last I saw that was like yesterday or day before. It was like 131 million views or 133 million views. Up.
Jesus,
it blew up. It really did blow up.
What the fuck
I'm
is
not
it?
Against watching it again. I just
because didn't get okay, because you have him singing and like dancing, but there's a bunch of other shit going on in the background. Like,
should we just play it for him right now?
Play it. Airplay it onto the fucking on the TV. You're already on the Wi-Fi.
So we'll play.
I bet you I would probably
find it still faster than he would.
Oh,
here you go. Battle of the fucking techs.
Here we go.
My shit's gonna be faster. No, mine is. Okay, and they're both
guys.
Old, and they're both old as fuck.
Pacheco TV?
Yeah.
Oh, he beat me.
Oh, look
nice
at you.
Nice advertisement, dickhead.
You're a dickhead. Oh, wait.
Oh, nice advertising.
All right, here we go. Shh. Here we go.
And advertising.
149.
Holy fuck, 149?
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming through good. Just, but you gotta watch it. This is why people... We just wanna party.
Thoughts so far, Simon? He just nodded silently, by the way.
Turn out the dance over here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So now that we've watched it, let's go into it. Because there's been all sorts of people talking about it and think pieces. So let's fucking do it. All right.
So what are your thoughts, Sammy?
Yeah, what are your thoughts, Sammy?
Initial thoughts.
Probably like the 50th time I've seen this video.
Right.
Artistic as hell. Like, it's pretty fucking...
No, this is definitely an art piece. Like, this is definitely art. And
That's what captivated me, like, throughout the entire fucking video.
Wasn't your typical music video.
No, I really thoroughly enjoyed it, you know what I mean? And really liked, you know, what was, you know, being portrayed, like, the whole fucking hypocrisy about everything that's going on, you know, in the country and shit like that. And it's... Yeah, I just thought it was done very well, but then at the same time, still, you know, addressing the fact that, we're still going with the fucking flow.
Right. Well, yeah. I think a lot of people, that jumped out for most people was, it's like, we get distracted so easily by the simple shit while all this bullshit's going on in the background that we don't address.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was the biggest thing that I think everyone kind of grasped, but there's a lot of little things that people were like have picked up on that I didn't initially pick up on, but like it's like okay, so like when he first started dancing, and the first thing, and when he had the whole little crazy thing with like his eye was closed and I was big, a lot of people were like, oh, that's fucking Uncle Ruckus from the Boondocks cartoon, and which was a cartoon on Adult Swim for those who didn't see
the Boondocks,
that was like the Uncle Ruckus thing, but then the pose he did when he shot the first dude was the Jim Crow thing, like the Jim Crow. Caricature of black people from back in the day. Like, if you see it, where the whole ass thing, it's exactly what it was. And everyone was trying to figure out what was up with his pants he was wearing. And evidently, those were, like, Confederate, like, pants the Confederacy wore, like, back in the day.
Mm.
Like, it's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of weird shit that's crazy. there's that. And then there were certain, like, you know, they're like, one thing you noticed, like, both times that he shot...
Mm-hmm.
Is that they just kind of whatever went with the bodies, but then like the guns were handled with care afterwards. It was almost like, you know,
he handed them off to somebody in like almost like red velvet or something.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. The guns were handled with care, but the people were just like, hey, you know, whatever. Like the first dude that was sitting there playing the guitar, like they just kind of dragged him off.
Mm-hmm.
Like the church people that were in the choir were just like laying there, like no one like cared. And so it's just weird, like the weird metaphors are like how we were.
And that's what I meant by like it's like. Everything that was portrayed, like the hardships and everything else, but then at the same time, how everybody else just kind of
in the foreground was
just still goes along. It's like, hey, don't worry about it. Get your money, man.
Yeah,
and
it's happy and fun and dancey.
But this is America, and then, so this is what it's all about. Right, it's fucking big, fucking whatchamacallit.
You've got like
capitalist fucking company or whatever or country. Excuse me.
And then, like, at the, you know, like, the celly, this is a tool, because you have all the kids were, like, filming everything on the cell phone. Like, that's what happens now in America. Like, everybody films everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, it's like, you had that, you had the, you had Death riding the, you know, around the white horse, which is a complete, which I didn't realize how it was, but that's, like, a huge, like, biblical, like, thing, like, symbolism of Death riding on the white horse. That happened, and I don't know if you, did you notice the white horse?
Mm-hmm.
The guy ran over? That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm shocked. Steph watched it just once because all the comments I looked at on the internet, and everything that's hurt, people watched it like a couple times. And like, almost like every time you watch it, you pick up on more shit.
Yeah.
And like, and I didn't time it right because I don't know what it was, but evidently they said like, okay, so the part where he goes silent, where he's kind of like holding his hand out like he's got a gun, he goes, I got the plug of Oaxaca, he's going to show you that blocka. After that, when it goes silent, they said it went silent for like 17 seconds. For the 17 kids that like died at the Parkland shooting.
Oh shit!
You're right. Yeah, I tried to time. It's close to 17. It's almost like 16. I think it's more than 16. But it's like, it's things that there's like so much that's in there that you're like, oh, what the fuck? So like when you go back to it, like he had done an interview recently because you know the Han Solo movie is coming out, and he plays Lando Calrissian. So someone wanted to ask him the guy who interviewed asked him about like. Did he want to explain anything in that video? Because, you know, at the time he's in the interview, the video's blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of says, he's like, no. Like he literally just wants it out there as art and open to everyone else's interpretation. He doesn't want to, like, influence anyone's view of it or whatever. It's just, this is what I did. I put out there, and this is art. And
right,
just, you know,
take it.
You take it how you take it.
Yeah.
Right. You watch it and you take it and you get from it what you get from it.
And whatever you want to take from it too.
Yeah.
And
it's wild, dude.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I really did. Like, it was very, very, very well done. Like, I really liked it a lot. Like, yeah. I don't have anything negative to say about it. It wasn't too
in your face, like
preachy. It wasn't in your face.
It wasn't preachy.
It wasn't preachy. It wasn't too activist.
But it did.
But it was.
But at the same time, it was those.
Yeah.
Things.
Yeah. Right. It was just. I don't know. It just. But then again, thanks to, you know, the people that I've been around with, like, you know, case in point, you guys and everything. You guys have always shown me all these aspects of fucking, you know, art and fucking drama and everything else. And just seeing this also just kind of makes me appreciate all that. Like, damn, dude, the message was fucking conveyed. It was fucking pushed out. And it wasn't forced. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't forced. No.
It was just...
Which is why I think part of the reason why he's like not...
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not fucking explaining to you.
And taking that stance, 150 million views. Like, why? Yeah.
Right. And this is the thing. I think he shouldn't. I mean, I get there were some people that were saying that there's some people that are going to get the wrong impression from this and read it, and, you know, it would be nice to have an explanation for that, since they're, you know, this is dealing with real issues. But at the same time, I feel like we do need to kind of grow up a little bit in this country, and we need to be a bit more cultured and be able to take in art and not have it and be able to sit down and do and think. Do you know what I mean? Not have it just fucking spoon fed to you. Okay, this is what this means. Like, then look at this from a different lens. Be able to look at this not through just, okay, well, what is this? What am I supposed to get out of this? Like,
no. And I get what you're saying too. Yeah, and I mean, like, everybody here is going to attest to it. I mean, yeah, we do need some growing up to do. I mean, we're not even fucking 300 years old as a fucking country. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's still going to take us some time.
Right, but I mean,
as opposed to all the other fucking countries that already have, you know, some of them already have like a century worth of history. You know what I mean? Right. Like, we're not even a third of the way there. Yeah. You know, like,
oh, you mean a millennia?
Yeah,
yeah. You said century. I'm like,
sorry, millennia.
Yeah, we got a couple centuries. We're in there.
Yeah,
we're in there.
So
we got our
yeah.
We got our 200 bag in there.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, but like
that was my mistake.
Yeah. But like I said, we should be able to have like art pieces come out and not have to have it dumbed down for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should totally just be like, okay, this is art. Let's see how we think, how we view, and like look at this.
I really liked it. It was
good. Yeah, I always like, let me watch it again. And it's like, yeah. What's up with you, Seth?
I think maybe, you know, the reason I only watched it the one time is because, like, I got exposed to it, like, scrolling through my feed, and there was an article talking about this new video and, like, how it's, like, a satire and, like, the body count's super high and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went in.
It's satire.
Yeah, I know. And that's, like, so I was going in. I was going in expecting it to be kind of a jokey? Mockery, a kind of a jokey thing. And expecting, and like, I was kind of like, oh, he only like fired twice, you know, like, I was waiting, like, where's the rest of the body count? Like, you know, like, so my expectations from that article, I don't even remember where it was from, but it was just like, so it's like my expectations were different. Like, I wasn't looking at it as just, you know, like an artistic music video. I was almost thinking of like, oh, Donald Glover's doing some comedy. You know,
right.
And then didn't exactly happen. So I was kind of like, oh,
you know, okay. What, you know what that slightly reminds me of?
What?
The show Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's times in that show, like, I haven't really dealt, and I need to go in and sit down. I need to start binge watch. I need to like stop trying to like, I need to binge watch shit more because I need some shows to catch up on. Yeah. Because we've watched sparingly a couple of the things from the first season.
Yeah.
Did you watch the entire first season?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I didn't even realize that I'd finished it because it's like the last episode was kind of like, oh, and I was like, oh, it's the first season's done? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Have you seen any of second Robin season?
A little bit. Yeah,
okay, Robin season is what they kind of dubbed the second season. But like, we have a hard time categorizing that show because it's not straight up comedy. No. It's not like Community where it's like, okay, I know what I'm getting into when I'm watching this.
Yeah.
There's parts of it that are comedic and or that are humorous, But there's also where it just seems like a straight up just like, I don't want to say like a drama, but I don't know if maybe it's a dramedy.
I guess.
Like, I don't know, but it's like, it's not straightforward.
It's a very serious comedy. I don't know.
Right, right. It's very art, and it's hard to categorize, like, to put that show in a box.
Hmm.
Right.
So it's like, I kind of feel like the same thing about this, where it's like, okay, this, you know, the song is cool, but this song wouldn't be doing those views if they just had a standard music video behind it.
No, fuck no. Yeah. No way in hell. No.
No. I don't even think, lyrically, I don't even think it would have half the fucking views it has
no, with the because standard video. Lyrically, if you just take away the video and just listen to the lyrics.
It's kind of a typical, it's a chill, like typical yeah. whatever song.
Yeah. But then kind of bullshit, you put the visual effect and the visual cues to those audio cues that are freaking that are played,
and
wow,
then you're like, well, hold the fuck up, what's going on here? Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's like, right. So then this video becomes hard to pinpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's art, but it's like I don't know if this is that's not a club jam.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No,
that's not the club jam. But that's it's. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just something. It's something else. So,
but that's what I like. It is that finally somebody putting together an art piece, man. That exposed.
They're putting together their art piece without saying the words, but they're visually just showing it. And a lot of people are visual learners in today's generation. So when you kind of visually see,
it's impactful. And then when you go on YouTube, the amount of people that have done reaction videos to this, and basically do end up what we're doing now, which is like a think piece on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like everyone's kind of like tapping in, like, because everyone sees it, everyone reacts to it. A lot of people like see the fucking, you know, the people getting shot are like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because it starts off, there's no negative tone to that starting off. You get a nice melodic singing. You get him kind of just doing, kind of grooving and dancing to it. And then all of a sudden he pulls the gun on dude, pulls the hill. And they're just like, well, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then it just kind of switches up. So you're just like, wait, what am I watching here? And that's been the past week and a half. That's been kind of blowing up on the internet. And that's been a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's kind of like, I think there's a meme, I was about to look for it, of Parks and Rec, Aziz Ansari, when he's just like mesmerized by this art piece. And he's like, it's making me like think things. And like, is that what art is? Like,
yeah.
I forget how it goes, but it's like, so it's like almost exactly that.
Yeah. It's totally that.
Yep.
But yeah. So yeah, that's Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover. Here's this new video.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like it.
And he is the fourth asshole of our podcast. No, I'm just
Yeah, and you can catch him in Solo.
It's
a Star Wars story.
Hmm.
Young Lando Calrissian. He's like, he does feel like the perfect guy to play a young Lando. That's out right now.
Hmm. Yeah,
I'm trying to think of who else you would have got for that role.
That's
about it. But anyways, so that was our episode for today, everybody. We had some asshole talk. We had some meth talk. So if you're in one of those states, I suggest you get the fuck out. No, please. Unless you like the meth, then I suggest you stay. So that's that. And go ahead. If you are one of the two people on planet Earth that have not seen the Childish Gambino This Is America video, go look at that piece and go check it out.
I just got the quote from Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Where he's freaking out over this like piece of art that suddenly made him feel things. He's like, a piece of art caused me to have an emotional reaction. Is that normal?
Yeah, that is normal. That's what art is.
That's what art is for.
That's what art is for. Yep, so I guess on that note, treat yourself. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.